I meant that when I said, I meant that when I said that I was truly blessed when I started preparing this message. Kind of broke me down. But then again, that's the Holy Spirit has, that's how he works, you know. Sometimes our ears get plugged and sometimes our hearts are hardened and sometimes we just simply don't pay attention. Amen, Senior? We just don't. And sometimes we need somebody to pull the reins back, and that's where the Holy Spirit is. I have to tell you, I can't give you the person's name, but we are disciples of Christ, are we not? And there is so much more. There is so much, church, to learn. I don't want to say elderly. So much to learn from senior disciples, all right? I pick up on my travels with the program a retired nun. And she is the flow. She's the sweetest thing you ever want to meet. So I picked her up last week, and we were talking, and I asked her permission if I could say this. Naturally, I can't give a name because of HIPAA. But I said, "Sister, may I have your permission just to share some things, what you do for me every week?" And she looked at me. Now, remember, there's so much we can learn from these senior disciples. I said, "Sister, every time I pick you up, you're always happy. Every time I take you somewhere, you are so grateful. You're so kind to people. You're patient. You love the things that are happening for you." I said, "I think those things are called the fruits of the Spirit." You know? And she started laughing and she said, "Tim, sit here." My first pickup. I said, "What, sister?" She said, "I don't have an issue with that." I said, "Okay." She said, "But I want you to promise me one thing." "Anything, sister, anything." She said, "You don't make it about me." See? I said, "Okay, sister." She said, "It's the Holy Spirit in me that people see." I know she's getting that. She said that it works through me. It's not about me. I said, "My boy, I can introduce you to somebody." Yeah. But see what I'm talking about, the humility that seems to be lost today. There's humility, the humbleness, the patience, the gratitude, the love, the kindness. See, I'm telling you she tells me at the end of the day, "Tim, I want to thank you for a wonderful bus drive." A bus drive. She's thrilled. So much to learn from senior disciples, amen? So much. So I was talking to her, and I said, "You know, sister," I said, "sometimes when we talk to people, we have to sit there and listen." She went, "Aha." She said, "That's an art." She said, "That's what some people need, only for somebody to listen." She said, "Tim, nobody listens today anymore." I said, "You got that right, sister." You know, so I just wanted to tell you that there's so much to learn. When you have a senior disciple, sit down. Don't hear, don't listen to them, or don't hear them, but listen to them. There's a big difference. This woman is awesome. You listen, don't just hear. Listen to what they have to say. You'll learn something. You really will. Amen? But she blesses me every week. Every week. I can't wait to get her. You know, she's just a blessing for me. So, if you're taking the salute, if you're taking notes, tonight's title is "I Surrender All." Yeah. "I Surrender All." Wow, I must have been left two thumbs when I was typing this, because it's supposed to say, "What does it mean to surrender?" And I put, "What do it mean?" "What do it mean to surrender?" Wow. See? But it gets better from here, church, because I really got blessed doing this message. So, definition of surrender. It's a verb. 1A is to yield to the power, control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. Surrendered the fort. Example. B, to give up completely or agree to forego, especially in favor of another, is what Jesus did for us. It wasn't nails that held him on that cross. We know that. It was his love that held him on that cross. He forego everything for you and I, church, so we don't burn in hell. 2a, to give oneself up in the power of another, especially as a prisoner. Paul knew that. He counted himself a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Everything that he went through. It's not that Christ put him in prison, but he concentrated so much. He surrendered all to Jesus when he met him. When he met him, he surrendered. He got knocked off the horse. He surrendered everything he had to Jesus. Everything. So everything that he went through, it didn't matter to him. Did he suffer? Oh, yeah, he suffered. Just suffering for Jesus. But that's not why he did it. Everything that he went through, every moment he had, the opportunity he had, he raised Jesus Christ high. It wasn't about Paul. It was about God, about Jesus Christ. He surrendered himself to him. And then B, to give oneself over to something such as an influence. But I especially like to yield to the power, control, or possession upon compulsion or demand. When we accept Jesus Christ, when we surrender everything that we have, we yield to the power above all power. We yield to that. At least we better. There's nothing demanding about God, demanding about you yielding to Jesus Christ. We have a free will. But he brings people across your path. I guess the only demanding thing is, if you want to say it's demanding, is you either accept Jesus Christ and go to heaven or decline or reject him and go to hell. You know, but if I were you, I would choose Jesus Christ. And he tells us so wonderfully in his word and love and sending people across our paths, senior disciples, sharing the love of Jesus Christ. When you listen, your heart is, not when you just hear, but when you listen, your heart is softened. Your blinded eyes are open and your deaf ears are opened when you sit and listen. When you read the Word of God, the uncompromised Word of God, don't just read it. Selah. Sit and I've failed miserably. But sit and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Amen? It's not just if Romans 10:9 and 10, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was Lord, it's not just words. Sit and listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say. Let the Holy Spirit bury those roots in our heart, never to be gone again. Oh, they'll be shaken. But I have brothers and sisters here that'll keep me on the path. They'll be shaken and you'll fall. But you'll get up again because Jesus Christ's arms are wide open. I will never leave you nor forsake you is his promise. Never, no, surely not leave you helpless. Thank you. See, I went blank. I love you, brother, sitting there. We're told in our humanity, see if you agree with this, we're told in our humanity that to surrender is to be weak. Amen? Remember when you were growing up, Bob? Go in the alley. Yep. Beat his brains in. Today, they just kill each other. We used to go out and fight, and then we were done. We were best friends. Let's go buy a Coke. Then you start playing together. But to surrender is to be weak, is what the world teaches you. Amen? Not so. Turn to 2 Corinthians, NIV, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11. Remember, the world teaches us to surrender It makes us weak. It's not so, church. Don't listen to those lies. I think because the world teaches that, then we start looking around our shoulders and say, who's watching me? Just because we handle ourselves differently because we're a child of the living God, who's he's not dead, he's alive, church. People do see that. They see that. Then you're going to get questions. So 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11, NIV. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. You could stop right there. That right there will preach Sunday. My grace is sufficient for you. Remember, we said we're going to yield to the power. Remember? So the NIV says, for my power, whose power? Our Father's. For my power is made perfect in what? In weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. What a place to be. Church, be weak. How many times has Pastor Bannon said, if you want to go up, you got to go down. Get on your knees. Church, be weak today. Doesn't mean you don't do what you're supposed to do, but Christ's power will rest on you. I'd rather have his than mine. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, I am strong. Church, there isn't a thing we can do on our own in this world. We cannot. We'll be successful to a certain point. Trust me when I tell you, we will be successful to a certain point. And then, brother, there ain't no more after that. Because now you start scratching your head saying, what am I going to do? But see, at that point when you're weak, His power, not yours. Yours has already run out. But His power is going to rest on you. And things will happen that you, I don't want to say you won't believe, because we're a body of Christ and we will, but it'll make you excited. It'll knock your socks off. Because His power will rest on you when you're weak. Good place to be. This is the total opposite, church, of what the world teaches us. Amen? Total opposite. We cannot rely on our own strength. We cannot rely on our own strength. One more time. We cannot rely on our own strength. We must rely on our Heavenly Father to strengthen us, church. We must rely on that. If you rely on your own strength and the pressures of the world, Pastor Jack, you prayed earlier, the pressures of the world, the pressures of your job, the overwhelming work that you have start to overwhelm you, then you become stressed. You become sick. Stress is poison. There's so many things that can happen to the human body when you're stressed. At that point, we have to realize that, okay, Lord, I'm weak, so I need your power to rest on me, because nothing is impossible with you. So I put my trust in you. I have done, Father, all that I can do. I need you now. I need you now. Rest your power on me, Lord. Church, let this message sink tonight. Let it sink. I'm telling you, it blessed my socks off when I did. I cried. I put my head down on a computer. It was overwhelming. When you listen to what the Holy Spirit has to offer for each and every one of us, we cut Him so short. We cut Him so short because I want to do it. President, I want everything. I said this before. I want everything yesterday. It has to be my way or the highway. It's going to have to be right. I'm probably hard to live with at times, huh, baby? Yeah. But it's got to be this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. But a lot of times it doesn't go that way. Then I get frustrated myself. I have to rest in the Lord. And Lord, let your power rest on me, because my power is depleted now. I have no more. I've done all that I can do. Now, Lord, I have to trust on you. Amen? I'm going to read 2 Corinthians the same through the Message. I'm going to start 7 through 10. Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, and we'll get into that, I was given the gift of a handicap. Now, I'm not going to get into Paul's handicap. To keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Church, each and every one of us have a limitation. Everyone. If you start telling yourself that I can do it all, you're going to fall on your face. Because when we get that high and mighty, we're leaving the God equation out of the picture. In this flesh dwells no good thing. It doesn't. You start thinking that you don't have limitations, but we do. Oh, God will get you. God's already given you the capability, the ability to do all there is to do, but do not forget who gave it to you. Let His power rest on you, church. I'm going to pound that home. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he did, in fact, did was push me to my knees. What's Pastor Bannon say? If you want to go up, you got to go down. So what the enemy did here was push him to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift, but begged God to remove it. Three times I did that, and then he told me, "My grace is enough for you. It's all you need." Amen. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. In other words, I'm going to show you my strength in your weakness. You just got to realize you can't do it all, son. You can't do it all, daughter. I'm going to show you my power in your weakness. When you admit, I can't do it all. There's that pride thing. Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. I was a case of Christ's strength. Here's what you want to be, church. It, not I. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weaknesses. You want Christ's strength moving in on your weaknesses, church. You'll never fail. You'll make mistakes. And if you do fail at something, He's going to lift you up and teach you how to do it the right way, the God way. The God way. Let me get myself. Now I take limitations in stride. No anxiety. I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, obsessions, and breaks, bad breaks, and we all have them, don't we, church? Bad breaks. The world will throw it at you. I just let Christ take over. Wow, if we could just get there. I just let Christ take over. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Let Christ take over, church. I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Wow. Not what the world teaches. So at your weakest point, let Christ take over. And then you start realizing the weaker you get, you're actually getting stronger. You'll still be doing things, but the Holy Spirit will leading you right through because Christ is strengthening you to do it. And then you're going to be at that point when you start listening to football players. I want to thank Jesus for giving me the ability, some of them, not all of them, to do what I do. Let Christ's strength take over. Let His power rest on each and every one of us, church. What a blessing. Quit trying to do everything in our own strength, Tim. I got to put Tim right there. I'm telling on myself. Quit trying to do everything in your own strength, church. Philippians 4:13, New King James Version. You all know this. Then I'll read it out of the Living Bible. New King James, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is when Christ's power rests on you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Living Bible, for I can do everything God asks me to do with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and the power. So now we see how it's being directed. It's not I, me, my. Oh, I can do that. I don't have an issue doing that. I can do that, but I didn't because Christ gave me the power to be able to do that. Thinking, amen? Let Christ, the power, rest on you. When we say surrender all, I wanted to go with a different twist. When we say surrender all, that even means your successes, church. All is all. Am I right, Denny? Why? As we just read, it is Christ who gives us the strength and the power to have the ability to do what we do. If we don't adhere to this scripture, then two things can happen to us, church. Two things. Turn to Romans 12. First thing, Romans 12:3, Amplified Classic. For by the grace, parentheses, unmerited favor of God, given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought. Back in parentheses, not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance. Let Christ's power rest on you in your weakness. But to rate his ability with the sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith appointed by God to him. Let Christ's power rest on you. If we disregard Romans 12:3, church, we're going to go to Proverbs 16, Living Bible. This can also happen. If we disregard Romans 12:3, Proverbs 16:18, Living Bible says, pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before the fall. The Message says, first pride, then the crash. The bigger the ego, the harder the fall. Pride goes before the fall. The reason you don't want those two scriptures, when we are in our weakness, we have the blessed assurance that Christ's power rests on us and will make us stronger. Don't let the world tell you, oh, you're one of those Christians that just go to God for everything. You say, you're darn right. You're darn right. You're one of those blabbers that say, blab it and grab it. You're darn right. Well, you're one of those people that think that you got to ask him for everything before you do it. You're darn right. You're darn right. Why? Because I know I have limitations, so I'm going to permit and allow Christ's power to rest on my weaknesses. So when we get to that point, we can go with no anxiety, knowing that Christ's power does rest on us, and he's just going to swish us right through and help us get along every single day to do what we have to do, because now we're not anxious, and we're not arguing with people. We're not arguing with our boss. We're not arguing with the people that come across us, the people that irritate us for those years. We are not arguing with them. We're smiling and say, I love you, and so does Jesus. Because Christ's power is resting on us in our weakness. If we don't surrender our successes, then all that we... I know it sounds weird, don't it? Our successes, absolutely. If we don't surrender our successes, then all that we worked for will be destroyed and we will fall big time. Because now you're haughty, high-minded. I did this. I did that. I got this on my own power. I got this on my... Yes, you did. But who gave you the ability to do it? See, the God factor is out. And your head's too big for the room. And then when you fall, you're going to fall flat on your face and it's going to hurt. Just like it said, the bigger the ego, the bigger the fall. I won't go there. Surrender all of our weaknesses and failures as well, church. And here's why. Proverbs 18:24, Living Bible. There are friends who pretend... How many have these? There are friends who pretend to be friends. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen? Because listen, when you have friends that pretend to be friends and you screw up, this is what you hear. Then you turn around and they're gone. They left you like the Jews left Jesus, brother. They're not sticking to you closer than a brother. But when you screw up, you can go before the Heavenly Father saying, Father, two words, forgive me. Three, please forgive me. And He's faithful and just to do that because He knows your heart. Proverbs, same scripture, the message. Friends come and friends go. But a true friend sticks by you like family. And that's what Jesus is. He'll never leave you. Never forsake you. God brought this to my attention when I was praying pre-service prayer. Turn to Galatians 20. I'm sorry, 2:20. When we surrender all, this is what you have done. This is the Amplified Classic. I have been crucified with Christ. In Him, I have shared His crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. So when we surrender all, it doesn't matter what people say to you because you are a crucified Christian. You have been crucified in Christ. There isn't a thing anybody can say to each and every one of us. It doesn't matter. So what? Heard that before. So what? Doesn't matter because you're surrendering all. Surrender all means all. Successes, failures, sins, triumphs, whatever the case may be, you surrender it all because it all be, you're not taking anything with you when you check out. Nothing. What we can hope for is the legacy that we leave for our children and grandchildren and grandchildren. What are they going to say about us when we're gone? See? Let Christ's power rest in our weakness. Deuteronomy 3:16. Well, I've been saying this all night. He will never leave you nor forsake you, church. Listen. The God, I'm not going to keep you very long. The God that we serve is almighty. Amen. The God that we serve is ever present. Amen. I don't know how He does it. I don't understand how He can be with me and then with you and with everyone else at the same time. Only that He is God. Because nothing is impossible with Him. He says, I never leave you nor forsake you. But I don't understand. Bob, you're sitting here. Pastor Jack is back there. Denny and Ellen is over there. Nick, Pam, you guys are over there. And then when you go home, while you live over here, you live over here. I'm in Monaca. You might live closer to Pittsburgh. You're in Aliquippa. How can he do it? He's God. I will never leave you nor forsake you is a promise. Ever. Ever. Let Christ's power rest on you. Church, our God offers love. Love is enough to forgive us when we've done the unforgivable. Aren't you glad? That thing that makes us feel dirty and ashamed, the devil's playground, let Christ's power rest on you. Let his love rest on you. Surrender everything that you have, your failures, your sins, your triumphs, your weaknesses. Surrender it all, your successes, because he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He loves you enough to have forgiven us. Now listen, when he forgave us once and for all. Do we have a tendency to walk away? Absolutely. We do. God never left. He's still there. It's us that has left the protection of the umbrella. It's us that walked away. The prodigal son walked away. Every day his father was looking for him, looking for him, looking for him. He finally saw him, patient. God's the same way. I'm going to let you do your free will. Go right ahead. You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to have anybody help you. I'll be there, but you so-called friends won't be. Surrender all to me. You'll come home when you've had enough of what the world offers, and the world doesn't offer much of anything. All the money, all the sex, all the drugs, all the whatever they give you. It's a fleeting moment, and a lot of them are destructive. A lot of them are destructive because it takes our eyes off of our living Heavenly Father. It takes our eyes off of our Heavenly Father because this feels good. Drugs, sex, rock and roll feels great. It's for a short time. Never enough. Thank you. It's never enough because you want more and more and more. Where everything you're looking for is enough is Jesus Christ. It is enough. He is enough. He is enough. Surrender everything you have. Surrender it all. This is why, church, we must surrender all to him. If we concentrate on our past failures, if we concentrate on our sins, then we won't have the peace that he desires you to have. I'm going to say that again. If we concentrate our past sins and our failures, you will not have the peace that our Heavenly Father wants you to have. He wants you to have that peace. His power rests on you. That means you will rest in him. He wants peace for each and every one of us. That Satan himself wants you to concentrate on your past failures and your sins. Even the ones you did today, he wants you to concentrate on that. But God wants you to rest in him. Surrendering everything you have to him. The truth is that God has already forgiven people. Amen. The truth is that God has already forgiven people. Thank you. Here's the key. Pastor Jack has said this before. Pastor Bannon, the men and women that came up to the pulpit. Now, accepting his forgiveness is your responsibility. We were talking earlier, senior. Accepting God's forgiveness is your responsibility. I've already forgiven you, but I can't forgive myself. Well, that's your fault. Because I've forgiven you. I'm just going to read these. You don't have to write. If you want to write them down, you don't have to turn. 1 John 2:12, New King James Version. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. Amen? God forgives all sin, not just some. Psalm 85:2, this will be all New King James. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sins. Selah. All of their sins. Think about that. Don't let the world lie to you. Let His peace rest on you. His power. Psalm 103:3. Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all... He's still in the healing business. Who heals all of your diseases? All means all. Acts 13:38 and 39. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, Jesus Christ. And by Him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Let His peace, His power rest on you. So when His power is resting on you, you are resting in Him. Because you can go through daily life without being anxious and excited. And no matter what your bosses, your work, or whatever throws at you, you can just sit there and smile and say, Father, your power is resting on me. I am weak, but you are making me stronger. You won't get ulcers that way. I'm learning. See, Isaiah 43:25, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Aren't you glad? When He's forgiven you, He's forgiven you. Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. See a forgetfulness. God doesn't bring it up. It's you and I that bring it up. It's up to us to accept His forgiveness. He tells us He's already forgotten about it. How many times has Pastor Bannon said that from here? Pastor Jack has said that from here. People that come up to this pulpit have said that from here. But it's a good reminder. Luke 7:48, and He said to her, your sins are forgiven. No matter what you have done, church, God has already forgiven you. Forgiven you was God's idea. Think about that. Forgiving you was God's idea. You don't have to convince Him. Forgiving you was His idea. You don't have to forget Him. You must believe God forgave you and thank Him. Jesus forgave you. I'm going to say that one more time. Forgiving you was God's idea. It wasn't yours. He loved you that much that He sent His only begotten Son. You don't have to convince God. You must believe that God forgave you and thank Him for it. Jesus already forgave you. Amen? I didn't want to keep you real long. I want to thank you for this evening. I told you when I did this message, it dealt with me beautifully. I mean, it was just a wonderful Holy Spirit churning. You know what I mean, senior? And that's what I wanted to come across tonight. Surrendering all. Surrendering your sickness, your disease, your failures, your weaknesses, your sins, your successes. I don't care if you have 7 yachts and 4 mansions. Surrender it all. I didn't say give it up. I said surrender it because He gave you the ability to have all of that. See? If you have all of that, then you have the ability to share with others. When you feed somebody who's hungry and clothe somebody who's cold, they don't want to hear about the Jesus you know until you take care of them. Honestly, exactly. Listen, I'm over here. Brother, it's 30 degrees below zero. You're under a bridge and you're freezing. Let me tell you about Jesus. And you're going, what? Let me tell you about Jesus. Well, in the meantime, do you have a coat I can wear? Because it's kind of cold out here, and I really can't listen to you because my eardrums are shaking because I'm shivering so much. Let his power rest on you. When it does, you will rest in him. I'm kind of subdued tonight, huh, brother? No hollering or nothing. It was just kind of like,
let's read from whatever down to I am.
Okay. Whatever I have, Philippians 4. 13, yep. Whatever I have, whatever I am, and you can interrupt me anytime, okay? I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Is that it? I don't mean that your health didn't mean a lot to me. It did. Oh, this can go on forever, but you can make it through everything. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. My. Keep reading? That's it. Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am.
Yes. Awesome. Church, if you can't get out of your seat, that's fine. What I want to do, I didn't know how I was going to close tonight, but I do now. Thank you. Thank you. This is how I'm going to close. I was going to have people come up. I'll pray with you. I'll pray with for you. I'm not going to do that. This song is 3 minutes and 45 seconds long. I'm going to open the altar up for you to come up here and kneel with me. Surrender all your successes, all your failures, all your sins, all whatever you have. I'm asking you to surrender all to him tonight. Just a little bit. I'm going to the altar just to kneel and listen to the song. The altar is open. Kyle.